Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
A foundation scripture is John chapter 12 verses 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were seven Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feet. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of the cider of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of the cider of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus."
Na hila fobo wona oba so rebe so afashe na senimu. Ena oba Philip ofri be said that we Galilee no nche. No be catch ne se owura, ye pese ehunu Yesu. Ena oba Philip ofri be said that we Galilee no nche. No be catch ne se owura, ye pese ehunu
Yesu. Also Luke chapter 21 verse number 34 through to 36. Luke chapter 21 verses number 34, 35 and 36. The Bible said, "Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the curse of this life, so that they come upon you unawares." The scripture said, "For as a snare, it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things and to stand before the Son of Man." Amen. Acts chapter 8 verse number 4. Let's get that revelation. Okay, let's read from verse number 1 quickly so we can get it. Acts chapter 8 from verse number 1. The Bible said, and Saul consenting unto his death. And at the time, there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the region of Judea and Samaria, except, the apostles. Now go to the next verse. The Bible said, and devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. In verse number 3, the Bible said, as for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and howling men and women, committed them to prison. In verse number 4, where I wanted to read from, therefore they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. In verse number 5, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ. Let the preachers hear. He preached Christ unto them. The message was not beating about the bush, speaking all kinds of obscenity and capricious concepts. He preached Christ. Very clear message. The preaching of the Christos. The Bible said, for the preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that perish, but to them that are saved and have come into eternal life, it is the power of God. The preaching of the cross is foolishness. Now, I want you to go to the verse number 27 of Acts chapter 8. This is not part of even our submission this morning. It's just, the Bible said, 26, possibly we can get a good understanding. And an angel of the Lord speak unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down to Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is a desert. In other words, leave the city and go to the desert. He arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under the Candace queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem but to worship. And the Bible said, and was returning and sitting in his chariot and reading Isaiah the prophet. And then in verse number 29, the Spirit said unto Philip, go nigh and join thyself to this chariot. And in verse number 30, then Philip ran hither to him and heard him, the Bible said, read the prophet Isaiah, and said, understand. Tears, what they and tears, understand thou what thou readest. Will you kind of say, I'm going to
now, Philip, the miracle call and change.
Philip, the miracle call.
No, I tell you, sorry, King Kang, would you for you see a woman?
And then what is working Kang would you for you see a woman?
Obisan, say,
Obisan, Kusan, sir.
What's the hurricane?
Yeah, who can you? What is Yana? woba betia urade asemo a ntiasie eka ho ntiasie nim na aba aba ebefiri mu aba anya wuri wuri ni dede hunu no wobi on man was what him preach and so on to her wobi afaka mi enumi ensa na bebia no pe sani pano yento anansesem nchira Sani pano yentuana nsisem emfanchileno yekenya miya jine se wopew wampew se yani do yani do yemfahu emfahu I was born here in Tesano. I was born not too far from this church and I grew up in Fadama in Abeka. I saw two kinds of raising or upbringing of children. I saw the children that were raised up here in Tesano among the brothers and sisters in a mixed race people. I saw people that are well-to-do, elite community and all that. I saw children that were raised there because I was born among them. Then our situation changed. My father went on pension. And then we had to move from where we lived to another locality. Then I saw another upbringing of children. Come on, baby girl. Come on, baby girl. Come and eat your food. Sarilac, cow and gate, SMA. Come on, baby girl. I want to eat. I want to eat. I'm going to eat. I'm going to eat. I'm going to eat. I'm going to eat. Then, I'm going to eat. 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 I'm going to Abofrano enyanye wo pesu din wuti soya millet ye pef atoko ni ewo ye pefwa ye dia yekoku mpampa na ne maame kira abofrano a na ode ne nse wura na chi na kwabra ne kuta abofrano nai ye pawa num ne ye jagu no rubu 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 no wa mene Ye chani suo was a bema beni. Anopei ya de unyamia samo beche chero. Na ya tia uvrawe num. Nwa ya mnabu. Iti ya nangro fuku intanezo. Ena kwe na reno kasa ni bososa. Arenu wa kasa suo didi ya tem. Enu mni ya tia. Ayenu ne gumini mube mene. Mube mene. Prince Abofrano, wamu ya yetiane hene. Ti, wa menia, untime nye home. He, di asem ni be puwe puwaw. Amo ya meni msa. Ube ti, nene ti, se. Kase mwa se uti. Praise the name of the Lord. Pachomontina se ahobra se mo. Uinti wa se, se uye. Shamuye, Urikai.
Napochan and Sabro.
Put Napochan and Sabro.
Name Quaymunia Mahota Jane.
Quay.
Ne how and Shamakuma.
How and Shamakuma.
Nadana Batumu Professor
Fitabi, Tia, Christoni Bia and Shannonso. Say a Debbie Eba. A Debbie a ancient bre and ancient a monkaye. Sadano Eba. Ulikai.
Never ba ono otia sasa nyina ni nyina so.
Epa cho tie ye wankase ebe Kristo fo so. Obia otia sasa enni eso ebe ba wo so.
Enti mo wen
nwen
na mo sreda. Na mo nya ho de de adwane.
Hold it. That word ne ya kan ye. Nwen na sre sre. Sre sre. Pray always that grace will be given unto you to escape all the things that are coming upon the face of the see the Debia we young to see that you know you need that kind of intercession you know see the Debia read
into mo when no monster da
read
na manya ho de de adwane afi nyo mere bebe nyina mu na makogina onipa ba no enim
e you bia e be kogina onipa ba no enim tie yaya en kankan yaya no kokuam mun tie o tie yaya no kokuam Yebejina wini papa nenim. All of us kujina wini papa nenim. Nkuntabuo. Everybody say reckoning. Kasi accountability.
Accountability.
Etawenim. And that is also scriptural. Etawenim. On Tuesday in the Bible study, I was talking to you about the concepts of godliness. And I will want to proceed or continue from where we left off last Tuesday so that it will become a beneficial impact to everybody who is listening to us. Now, in Titus chapter 1 and verse number 1, I will love us to read the word of the Lord. Titus 1 verse 1. The Bible began by saying, Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness. Acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness. There is a very, very serious, important concept that we need to be able to work out. Acknowledging the truth which is after godliness. You know, most of the times when we're preaching God's word and talking about the concepts of God, and we connect it or link it to governance and to politics and to, you know, and all that, I hear comments like, the preacher does not involve himself in politics. Well, wrong. I want to speak to you, even though I'm not interested in your party politicking, but I will want to use the opportunity to make a very divergent presentation. When Jesus was founding the church, he did not have a religion in mind. The Bible said in the book of Isaiah, for unto us a child is born, a son is given. Isaiah 9 verse 6. The Bible said, unto us a child is born, a son is given. His government, not his religion. Government. There is nothing like religion that is connected to the Christ. When we talk about Jesus Christ and his church, we are talking about governance, politics. Get it right. So I am encouraging all of you, get ready, get into politics, go to be an MP. We want the righteous to be MPs, the righteous to be ministers of state. We want the righteous to be ambassadors representing this country. So hear me, the heart and the concept of God's word, that everybody will understand about what we are talking about. We need the righteous to be accountants, directors, chief directors. We need the righteous, somebody that is just and right before God. We need them to be the people that are DCEs, MCEs, that is the kind of people we need. We need those people to be in position, key positions, tell you, key positions at the electoral commission. Director of elections must be born again. Radadamando Koshata, speaking that language. Iranda Konono Motoske, for he that speaks in an unknown tongue does not speak to man but to God in the spirit. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 2, he speaks mysteries. We want the mystery talkers and the mystery speakers to be in key positions. I'm telling you, why do you think that sometimes when these people are looking for political positions, they can say things like, I'm a chorister in my church. I feel now because we're a chorister. Because I am going to tell you something. The next election in this country is going to be very interesting. The next election is going to be the most difficult election in our, you know, in our political journey. It's going to be a very interesting, because Jimmy every Ghana footing. Pioneer. Oh yeah, Jimmy every team. Gradually, we are understanding the synopsis and the concept of purpose. Not welfare or party beam. No, no. We want to hear what you are bringing to the table. And then, based on that, we can vote. And so sometimes when you speak like this, they go like, you are involved in politics. Well, Jesus is politics. But that is not my point. My point is, I am not even interested in your petty party politicking. What I'm interested in is godliness in governance. Godliness! Why do you think that this thing is what is given? If a man is getting married to a woman, and tomato fence here, and all the things that comes with the list, they give everything, and then after that they add a white or a goldish Bible to the lady's prerequisite requirement. They add it to it. Bridal prerequisite requirement, they add it to it. Why do you think they add this to it? They want to say, we want a marriage with godliness. That's all they want to say. It's even interesting when it goes further, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to swearing in of presidential personalities and swearing in Speaker of Parliament, swearing in parliamentarians and all that. The most important collection of the law which governs this nation is the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana. The amazing thing is that we do not even swear with the Constitution. They give you the word of God to swear to defend the Constitution. The word of God. What are we trying to say? They are trying to say we want to inculcate godliness into leadership, governance, politics, nation building. We want to bring God into the picture. Because any nation without God is going nowhere. The Bible said, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. In other words, a nation can have other gods like Abosumfinu Agana Munyano, any Insuofono Amokoto Amano. Tianiye, you can have all that. Media Ensenguo no dia, Menya Kachemo. Someone Yensenguo on national stage and national platform. Munye yi. Meka Samachemo. Because God is a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers unto the children to the third and fourth generation of all them that love him. When I mean in Kumfua, O dear Chanmemu Mariosuka, O Fam Nasukosia, one to a Tuaso, Mian Saninaso, O Yam Pimua, what don't know, now we didn't mean some swat toy. Pioneer! When I mean in Kumfu, when we say in Kumfu, it is a very interesting word. When I say jealous in English, you may misinterpret it because the English language is underdeveloped. That is why there are so many verbose terminologies that does not appear in English in the dictionary, like the word contumely. There is no English word for it. It is not spinach. If it is spinach, they will not put it in the dictionary. Like the word koshioko. There is no English word for it. So they put koshioko in the dictionary. Pioneer! The language is underdeveloped. Unlike our language, it is spread out and stretched. And so when I say, you know, it comes from the English jealous. But in the key, it was split into two words. It was split into the word kurafuo. Any name come for. Two words will come out. Your cast will be a kura. And your mem ye nu a womu kunu ye bako. A mem ye nu anami and sanaya ne num ya womu kunu e ye bako. To womu tri bema bako no so kura. But ye can nim kumfua. E ye bema bako. Ya ne yire bako. Ya wom pese bema fufrubia eba ne yire bako no. Therefore, the Bible said, when you meet him, come for why God is married to the church, the ecclesia. If God is married to the church, listen to what we are talking about. God becomes that nimkumfo bema bako ya 1% or bema fufuro biaba ne yirinwa eye asafo no the church the ecclesia opa opa bema fufuro bia eba ne hundu wanyame etwe yesu nimkunu and therefore as a nation uko fenyame fufuro ene enyame tutu opia eba beka tiasefo yehua eho I'm telling you upwa no nyame behete. Into me, mom, so. Now, me bury it. What to yana babu kita bansre da wase udi agro. Tianio! And grafati te hakwe drew swapa. Who called Thursday, no? We drew Friday, memo akwaba. Babu nu ekutano. And fast with the ebi amaso. Send dinner mumbebre on mama sum yami and fast with ebi amaso. I'm telling you, many people have prayed for many years and they are not getting results as they are supposed to get. Now, ladies and gentlemen, why do you think that they give this thing when somebody goes to the law court? And then they say, I pledge or promise that the evidence I'm about to give in this law court is the whole truth, nothing but the truth. Yet to me, the president and his functionaries will take this, and I say, I, Kofi Amoa Udru Ose, I pledge through faith and allegiance that I will protect, defend the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana. And it's the Bible, the Word of God, that forbids Tumutumu. The Word of God that forbids gayism. Is what we are promising with the Word of God that forbids stealing, polished and organized stealing, cartel stealing. I buy a dream of Paul that we will create, we will loot, we will share. Yeah, maybe be fry us so free. So many people are too tight. No mammy, says off with you. I saw a man say, no, I'm Mushi, no, Mumfebi, and yeah, you know, one cast of a business, our car, channel, and then you know, and also truth, no creeper, truth is gone. Therefore, the man sits here and he's maltreating his wife and the preacher cannot talk about it. And oftentimes the preacher is also struggling with his own wife and they are having issues. Therefore, they do not even have the moral tenacity or the moral fortitude or the moral strength to rebuke. They don't have it. Therefore, the Word of God have been diluted, twisted, ostracized, perverted. The real gospel is missing. We don't preach the Christos anymore. He is out of our pulpit. The pulpit does not talk about him. Now we are talking about some dogmatic theoretical entities and theses. And that is what the church is talking about. And this dogma is making us crazy and mad. And that is, the concept goes like, if you get a Mercedes, you are blessed. If you are in East Lagos, you are blessed. If you are in Laboni, you are blessed. What about the people in Fadama and Abeka and Nima and Mamupi and Lagos Town and Kasua? What about them? Are they not blessed? That is not the gospel. The gospel is Christ in you, the hope. I am not hearing you. That is the gospel. Christ in you, the hope of glory. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, when Christ is in you, that constitute or that is equal to all sufficiency. All sufficiency. When Christ is in somebody, it goes with godliness and contentment. Godliness with contentment. Many sonia me wo, me penenia me wo so. Ka mi timu me peneso. Obi de ne die fo from mo no ba. Me dawra de asema no. I'm happy for you. I celebrate with you, but many mere wo. There is too much envy, too much jealousy in the house of God. People are envying people. They have no business to be envying. People are jealous in people. They have no business to be jealous. Therefore, ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk to everybody that is listening very right now. Because we are preaching the wrong message, that is why we have all this perversion in our society. Why do you think somebody will go and kidnap somebody? From January till now, we've been praying about is the Takoradi girls. Very scary. Can you imagine that your teenage girl has gotten in the hands of wicked people? How can you sleep? How can you sleep? You people can hear the news, and the news may feel and sound like it is news. But I'm telling you, if you have a daughter at the age of 18, and the daughter is kidnapped and is in the hands of cruel men, I tell you, you can never sleep and have any dream. Never. Therefore, I am going to ask the whole nation, let us pray for the Takoradi girls. Wherever they are, we need our girls back as the Canadians got theirs. We need our girls back. Now the stories that are coming are very scary and cut through the heart. We've seen some skeletal. Now these are very scary news, and we have not yet determined what these skeletal composites or content is coming from. Especially when the first one came, and then they said Adankasa, a woman who no Adankasa. Oh man, then the heart will be palpitating. The reason is because then all hope that were kept in prayer and we were asking God's mercies has been dashed to the wall. But at least another Adankasa, I would do one nice web here. Let me say, Takoradi Hono and some of us who are. Ewa siye tumpai boko. Se wenipa dankasa kono sanai. Yetimiko hunu wa baby. Can you just imagine that? Se enye enipra. Why will somebody kidnap somebody? Because they want you to bring a ransom. A kidnapping will be, I want 1 million cedis from you. They took a gun and went to the northern region and shot a police officer who has children. A woman. Why do you want to kill a police woman? A woman. A woman. And that is the reason why, if we are preaching contentment and godliness, the people will be very careful. That if I marry you, I have not purchased or bought you. Me, I will hear injuries. What told you? Do you understand? Just one money. Why na na ne ne kasana? Why no text se ona? Why message ni? Ada na hadi kudo atu eisho. Eno mne atie. Grace, money space. Money space na mumware. Space. Praise the name of the Lord. Let me use the opportunity. Because if we don't preach and teach godliness and leave the gospel to this materialistic gain without the imposition and infusion of eternal life, without the highlighting of eternal judgment and the love of God that Jesus died for us even whilst we were yet sinners, and he's coming back again, not as the Lamb of God but as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. I'm telling you, sin and iniquity will never leave us, because Christ is the answer to this world. You can't say much more. Godliness is gone. And if people don't fear God, if you put them on the pulpit, they will sleep with married women. If people don't fear God, they can never uphold the name of Jesus Christ in integrity. Their yes will not be yes, their no will not be no. They will be fraudulent people and capricious people. They will put things together. They will do all kinds of dubious and fraudulent stuff. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, but if godliness is in somebody, they fear God. They love God, they fear God. Godliness. Continue. As I bring my message to a close, I want to tell everybody that is watching and listening to us very, very carefully. If there is the fear of God, and if there is godliness in this country, among our preachers, among church people, among the gatekeepers, among the people that preach the pulpiteers, among the politicians, among the leaders of this nation, if there is godliness among journalists, among businessmen, that if there is godliness, I'm telling you, if there is real, real godliness. We went to Kolebu to go and make a donation. Reverend and I, Safo and I, were preaching. I was preaching on his platform. Then he got a call from Kolebu of a woman who had been in Kolebu for 3 months after giving birth to a baby. Now, they call that discharged but in. It means you have been discharged, but you cannot foot your bills, and therefore you are detained. The woman had been there for 3 solid months after being discharged. Then, Reverend and I also asked, don't you have a national health insurance card? She said, I do, but it does not cover those costs. Whether it was cesarean section, especially with a cesarean section, and especially also when they have administered intravenous infusions, and have also administered, what is it called? Blood. The thing is that Kolebu Teaching Hospital, when we went there, they said it was not only one person. So what Reverend and I also did was that we made sure they sent somebody. Adriana went there and took a stock of the women that had come to deliver in the place, you know. And I also gave 4,000. A lady who was also, you know, Organic Hills, their CEO, you know, she was also, when she was giving birth, the mother left her. Ran away, left her for 10 months in the hospital. The hospital people in the town, they come movie. If you were not know the it only a bus, something so I know 2 years. In her bag was a check of 3,000, she gave it. Then I gave 2,000. So 4,000, 3,000, 7,000, 2,000. And then Willie gave 200 and all that. This is Kolebu Teaching Hospital. And these are nursing mothers with brand new babies on the floor. So we collected their files from floor 1 to floor 5. The files that came, I went to do the presentation. I know what I'm talking about. They brought the files. And the files that came were almost about 40 something women, almost 50. Our cost for the people we cleared was 51,000 Ghana cedis. 510 million. They solicited money from people. 10, 20, 50. Some of the people, when they give, it is heartbreaking. And then we went to Kolebu. Then, when we got there, were you the whole year? Michelle Ward, the bar, your friend, the hospital, Mitimuse Ghana, you need this one. We don't have vision. Let me tell you, by the grace of God, I have lived in England for 4 years. I've seen almost every modern hospital, and I keep mentioning the names. I have seen many, many modern hospitals which exist, like the Cromwell, St. Thomas, St. Edwards, St. Queen Elizabeth, Prince, whatever. You know, I've seen the High Barnet Hospital. I've seen many, many nice, proper hospitals. There is nobody in England that goes to give birth and they discharge and keep the person there. Even if the person is an illegal immigrant, they will not do that. You call this a hospital? Because there is no godliness in governance. I'm not only talking about this government. All successive governments don't have godliness. Will be our legal, no? NHS. Any people go hospital. You call this a hospital and you take 4.5 million Ghana cedis and blow it on AFCON. Abramwen Rubebi. You take the money and blow it like this, and people cannot get even common health care. I am not interested in your party politics. I am interested in godliness in governance. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. To eschew evil is the fear of God. As I bring my message to a close, I want to tell everybody. Now, we didn't stop there. Reverend Anaya Osapo told me that there was an extra money which he had added also to it. So we should take that. And that one he drove to Kolebu himself and gave that to me. And said, please, Papa, go to the dialysis center. Waka dialysis me jem to me pram. And donate this for me. Therefore, we went to the dialysis center. I met the managing officer over there and I said, we have this, we want to submit. Thank you very much. You take it. We are now. You can't go like that. Come and pray for us. I said, hey. Me, you see me crack like that. I fear this, oh, Mishro. Me go. No, me say, Ungo, say. Make us a number 120, and I was live on our television on UTV. They said there is a TV in the world, and the patients are already watching you. How would they feel if they hear that this preacher came here and did not come to pray for you? Or you enter this world? Beware dialysis, no. Me see, me cameraman, omu kita camera, omu intimenka. Enipe mabo, nti yempeni fuo, mama maniso, en mamo namu hunu si nipe mabo. Nipe mabo. I'm telling you, it's useless expenditure. Fashimre wubiya. Hesed ye nipa bi tse Thomas Sankara nom oya man peni but onam neka echentiku otim na body guys if ye chiri no mu twane not our modern day politicians. SUVs, Land Cruisers, Partisan Patrols, and all that. This country does not have fiscal discipline. I thought we were protecting the public purse. Then what went wrong? I want to tell everybody, come back to the fear of God, and come back to godliness, and come back to contentment, and come back to trembling at the word of God and doing what is right and just. Come back, for God will judge all of you, including me, one by one by one. God will judge you. 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 We are here praying for the nation week by week, and people are busy. 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 Wasting resources. I mean, I can build a 6-classroom block with less than 100,000 cities, but the contractors will do it for 300,000. It's because we don't have the fear of God. We live like we are some lavish lives. I said, yeah, yeah, shut that soon as you hear. He we are near the engines engine and hawk of pebbles here. We are making king. Go ahead, no more. So, okay, now when you're me, where you're team of men, I'm catching. God will judge you. God will judge you. God will judge you. God will judge you. Do you know in Accra, Kolebu, 37 Police Hospital, Reach, and few other places are the only places where you can find a dialysis machine. If you go to Kaneshi Polyclinic, they don't have one. If you go to Mamprobi, possibly they don't have one. Now, in England, I had a lady who had kidney failures. She was one of the members of our fellowship in London. And when we were believing God for her healing, you know what the hospital did? The hospital brought her a dialysis machine at home and trained her how to administer it. This is NHS, but your NHIS cannot even pay for breast treatment, CS. That card is a useless card. Holding people, emphasis will be an issue. Useless card. Who better now? Me no ken nyame sompa, nyame sompa, nyame sompa. Godliness, nyame sompa. And now me no walk on once, nyame sompa. Stand to your feet.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.